If you're just joining us, it is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're touring haunted houses and other scary fun attractions. Shout out to Park Falls House of Horror in Park Falls, the Twisted Trail of Terror in Menominee, where they love alliteration, and Haunted Voyage in Mishicot. Are you a connoisseur of haunted houses? What keeps you going back? How do you judge one? What do you find to be the scariest parts? We're at 800-642-1234. Sarah Meany is Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Sarah, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Well, before we get into the scary, scary stuff, let's start out with some of the family-friendly places.
Okay.
We got to, like, toe dip here. Take us to Lake Geneva. What's happening there this weekend?
So, I mean, Lake Geneva is always a stunning, beautiful place this time of year. The Lake Geneva Canopy Tours is actually hosting their annual Fall Fest and Pumpkin Drop. So loads of fun going on there. Visitors to that event enjoy fall food from Lake Geneva's Simple Cafe. I can personally vouch for the quality and tastiness of their food. There'll be live music, local artists, pumpkin painting, and festgoers will also have free access to the hiking and biking trails on the property. And the main attraction at that event is actually the Pumpkin Drop.
Yeah, what is that?
The canopy tour. Yeah, so riders get to go across 8 zip lines and 5 bridges and 3 spiral staircases during the 2-hour tour. And at the end, they zoom down a 1,200-foot racing zipline with a pumpkin in their arms and aim at a large bullseye below. So if you hit the target with your pumpkin, you get a special prize.
Wow. I mean, this is like takes obstacle course to a whole new level.
Completely. Yeah, definitely. A lot of pumpkins splat everywhere and a whole lot of fun.
Well, pumpkin guts. I mean, that's not all that's kind of fun. What about in Fish Creek? There's jack-o'-lantern days.
Right. Yeah. So over in Door County, Fish Creek is one of those great towns that when you walk through it, it's just everything feels like you're away for the weekend, right? And so that's this weekend, 25th through 27th of October. Halloween lovers of all ages can join in on this festival. So dress up in your Halloween costume. There's a costume contest on Saturday at noon. And then there's a town-wide trick-or-treating with the whole family that everyone can enjoy. And you go from shop to shop and business to business, and everybody's in on the fun. There's also a family art day at the Peninsula School of Arts.
That's cool.
In the Dorkin. Yeah, and there's a Halloween holiday party at the Old Town Hall as well. So loads of fun up in the Fish Creek area for anyone of any age, even if you're a scary cat.
And in Racine, take us there to Boo at the Zoo. It sounds like the zoo is getting into it.
Yes, the Racine Zoo definitely has fun going on. If you show up in your Halloween costume, you can trick-or-treat throughout the zoo at Boo at the Zoo. So there's a special treat finder map that shows you where to find the candy throughout the zoo. And some additional activities they have going on include Halloween crafts, Halloween-themed activities, and a chance to meet the zoo's creepy crawling animals. I picture that being maybe snakes and bats and some, you know, nighttime animals. The zoo admission itself is $8 for adults and $7 per child. And the Racine Zoo is also hosting a special deal for Boo at the Zoo. So if you attend tomorrow, Saturday, you'll get a 50% off family coupon for the zoo's Lantern Festival admission that same night. So it's an opportunity to kind of make a day of it, save a little bit of money, and have a lot of fun with your family.
I wonder what the animals at the zoo get out of this. I mean, I hope that they get some treats as well.
I certainly do, right? They're on display for us.
I know that the Madison Zoo has a similar event, but the lines get really long for the candy. Mm. Do you know how popular the Racine one is?
The Racine Zoo is a really wonderful zoo. Of course, it's going to be popular. I would imagine this is always how I look at planning for these events, too, though. I have 4 kids of my own. Usually, if you're there early enough, you beat the crowds, right? So if you plan well ahead and you get there and then you can take your time, and then by the time you're finished, everyone else is arriving. That's usually how it works out. I know the Milwaukee County Zoo also has similar activities for kids and fun. So if there's something nearby or you want to take a road trip, there are a few options at the various zoos around the state, and always a lot of fun to to combine, because it's also really educational too. So it's fun to dress up and go to a place that otherwise you wouldn't be in your costume, right? So it's kind of a special day for the kids.
Talking with Sarah Meany, she's Tourism Secretary Designee at the Tourism Department. Parents, do you take your kids to different Halloween activities and attractions? Do you go to local events or ones across the state? Join in with your suggestions, your tips, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Sarah, let's go to Manitowoc for an unusual event this year. This is like a dead bed and breakfast. What's going on?
I love the idea of this. I think this is not for the faint of heart, though. So it is called Dead by Dawn Bed and Breakfast, or in other words, the world's first dead and breakfast. If you're up for that, listen to the rest of it. So basically, your host's top priority is making sure you have an unrestful night of sleep. So the bed and breakfast is in a historic building located in downtown Manitowoc, and guests start their evening with an unhappy tour in the shrunken headroom before an evening of unexpected visits from the living and the dead. So guests are free to roam the historic downtown Manitowoc, but they have to return by 11 p.m. when the doors to the bed and breakfast are locked in. You're locked in preparation for a frightening night ahead.
and like, I just want to clarify, like, people are paying for this frightening night of sleep. Right.
Absolutely. So when midnight strikes, it gets even better. It's lights out and everyone has to be in bed. And then things happen. So the nightmare room embraces all your fears and uncertainties. And the pirate room holds the secrets of the deep, dark waters. And the coulrophobia room is specially designed for those with a paralyzing fear of clowns.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So this is definitely something to put on your list if you've just never been scared enough in your life. After your unrestful night of sleep, breakfast is served to guests in the main parlor, and then I presume you're allowed to go home.
And I'm sure you're just all bright and chipper after that night.
Oh, my goodness. This is definitely something on a bucket list, but not for me, not this year.
Do you know?
I love the idea. How creative is that?
It is super creative. I wonder how long they've been doing this.
Well, so what the group claims is that it's actually the first bed and breakfast in the world. So as far as they know, this is something that is one of a kind, unusual, and special. So people who love to, have the pants scared off of them, I think this is definitely something to check out. It sounds like a hoot.
I wonder how many people they can accommodate.
I don't know the answer to that, but I think that would be really, it would be really fun to learn a bit more about it. It's called Dead by Dawn Bed and Breakfast in Manitowoc.
All right, so let's head to Waukesha, since we are on a scariness here. We're going to the Wisconsin Fear Grounds.
Right. The fairgrounds become fear grounds in late October. It also is not for the faint of heart. So this year will be the last year of the fear grounds in Waukesha, and they're not holding back on the fear factor. Visitors can choose from two different haunted attractions, Anarchy and Labyrinth. So in Anarchy, a group of witch sisters and their army of minions unleash chaos through this last battle between good and evil. And the Labyrinth will take you through a maze of evil, where spirits from past fear ground haunted houses wreak havoc on all the visitors for trying to find their way out of the maze. So tickets start at $20 for both haunted attractions. If you hurry up and get those tickets, the last day to visit the fairgrounds is tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th.
And this is their last time doing this, you said?
That's right. It sounds like this is their last hurrah of doing the fairgrounds at Waukesha County Fairgrounds.
Wow. Okay. Is there a recommended age for something like this?
Well, this one is definitely for the brave. I would suggest this is for grown-ups only, and definitely for people who are ready to be scared. It's pretty hands-on. This one is pretty hands-on.
And do they take up the whole area of the grounds, or how large is it?
I think, well, because there are two different pathways, right? There's two different setups. There's Anarchy and Labyrinth. So they have separation between those two options, but you can buy a ticket that gets you access to both of those. So, you know, the infrastructure itself, obviously people have to get in and out. And then, of course, the actors, or so we hope they are, also need areas of dead space to run around. I'm not sure what percentage of the total fairgrounds is covered by itself.
Yeah. And so this is a very much a night attraction. Is that right?
It is. It's definitely on the scarier end of the spectrum. So definitely, you know, plan on going and ready to be afraid, ready to get the adrenaline pumping.
Yeah, I wonder if the people in there will like be running around, touching. How intense is this?
There are a lot of examples of these types of events, but usually what they do is they give you very, very clear limitations and warnings and advice in advance of entering any of these types of things.
Okay.
I tend to like to do some of these things. This one definitely is on the scary end of things, but they do tell you whether there are things like flashing lights or strobe lights in case you have, you know, any issues with that. They tell you whether you will be touched and to what degree. I know there are some, and I don't know if this is one of them, there are some where they give you an option of different versions of the same tour where you consent to being able to be touched or separated from your group. This one does not give us the details on that. So that's something to look into for people interested in attending.
We're talking haunted experiences with Sarah Meany, who heads up the tourism department and appreciates a healthy freakout once in a while. Shout out to the Haunted Hollow in Wauwega, Wisconsin Fairgrounds in Waukesha, as we've been talking about. Do you take part in a local haunted house? What do you dress up as? What's your role? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a moment with Sarah Meany. There's more Wisconsin Weekend on the Ideas Network. We are embracing our fear factor as Halloween is just days away. Touring attractions around the state and Wisconsin weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Put on your best zombie costume. There's a nice spectrum of scary and not so scary Halloween attractions all over the state. Have you ever visited a haunted attraction in Wisconsin? Where did you go? Do you make it a tradition to going to these places? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tourism Secretary Sarah Meany stays with us. Sarah, take us to Green Bay, where there's Terror on the Fox. What's that all about?
Oh, absolutely. Terror on the Fox is at the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay. And visitors get on board the Terror Train, which is a vintage train that takes them to haunted houses in the woods, where they can get spooked by two different storylines. One is the Weeping Woman, and the other is the Rise of the Dead. Mm. This is a fun topic to talk about this early in the morning, isn't it? And visitors to this activity and this event also can partake in two mini haunted escape games. So they give you 5 minutes to solve a spooky problem, like curing the plague or uncovering a golden skull. And Terror on the Fox is open every weekend all the way through Halloween. So this weekend is going to be the last weekend. You can check the website for ticket costs, because prices vary based on which night you go. And there are also two kids' days up ahead on November 1st and 2nd, where the haunted houses can be toured in daylight and are more family-friendly. So it can be a little spooky without being so scary.
And they can ride the Terror Train?
The Terror Train, right, exactly. It's a vintage train. So that'll take you to those houses in the woods. So the family-friendly version of it is during the day. And so it's a little less scary, it's a little less intense, and definitely something for, younger members of the family.
Well, we haven't talked much about ghosts, and there's, going back to Door County area, there's a ghost tour?
Right. So the Door County trolley actually turns into a ghost trolley. So the ghost tour of Door County, also known as the Trolley of the Doomed, shares tales of ghostly sunken ships, haunted lighthouses, and mysterious happenings on the darker side of the Spirited Peninsula. So it's a 2.5-hour ride, takes you on a tour of Door County itself. There are tales of the area's haunted buildings and the spooky maritime past. In fact, the Maritime Museum itself does tell stories of the shipwrecks, many shipwrecks of our Great Lakes. And throughout the tour, guides will stop and lead riders to specific sites along the route. So there's additional Halloween-themed trolley tours, including Murder and Mayhem Tour. That retraces the steps of the peninsula's most wanted criminals. And the Haunted Pub Crawl Tour highlights the peninsula's haunted pubs and taverns. So those tours run through early November, and tickets for the ghost tours are $31.95. The Haunted Pub Crawl is $54, and tickets do sell out. So you have to call ahead and make sure you secure your spot so you can go have fun on those activities.
Well, what I like about that is that you get a dose of history as you're, mm-hmm. as you're doing this. So you really get some of that history of the area.
Yeah, and it gives you a lay of the land, too. You know, I myself have spent a fair amount of time in Door County, but not everyone has. And it's really one of the beautiful areas of our state. It's a fun way to see the, you know, see Door County and maybe then plan a trip again to come back at another time of the year.
And there's also a ghost boat tour in the Dells.
Yeah, so the ghost boat tour has a similar ride and shriek experience. It's an intense hour and a half ghost boat tour up the Wisconsin River, and you leave at dusk on a boat filled with fellow explorers and a few uninvited ghostly guests.
Of course, there's
legend.
Always someone.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, somebody's going to be spooking you out, right? So you're going to hear about legends and folklore of the Dells as you ride upriver. And then comes a walk through a forest haunted by all manner of ghosts and ghouls, vampires and werewolves. And that'll lead you straight into the heart of the Witch of Wisconsin Dells Canyon Crypt.
Goodness.
So, yeah, it is. It's such a beautiful part of our state. Being there in the dark is going to be a completely different experience. Sounds really, really fun and cool.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. I hope everyone has a great time.
Sarah Meany is Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and we've been going around the state for Halloween thrills. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum.
Bookmobiles have long dotted Wisconsin's roadways and parking lots. The state has a history of bringing books and movies to the people living anywhere from the Wisconsin Dells to Green Bay. The historic Door County Bookmobile is one of the many items included in the Wisconsin 101 Project, which tells the state's history through objects. Jane Jensky went to learn more about the role that bookmobiles play in our communities.
On a hot summer day on the north side of Madison, families shuffle in and out of the Dream Bus. It's a bookmobile with bright cartoons painted on the outside.
This is a public library on wheels. So we have books, we have DVDs, we have CDs, we have audiobooks.
That's Amy Winkleman, a librarian on the Dream Bus.
The idea is to bring library service to people that may otherwise, for whatever reason, have trouble getting to a library branch.
Yeah, so we filled the top with his information for this card in there.
This is a big outreach project. We want everyone to know that we want them to be able to use that public library service.
The bus can hold around 2,500 books on its specially tilted shelves so they don't fall off. The librarians are sure to stock the appropriate books for each of the stops in Madison and Sun Prairie. Readers can find anything from foreign language materials to children's books. Plus, the librarians take special requests.
It's a really fun way to get people excited about library service.
The Dream Bus is one of the many bookmobiles in Wisconsin. The state has a rich history of bookmobiles serving communities, especially in rural places like Door County. The Door County Bookmobile was a traveling public library that brought an array of books to the peninsula. In the 1950s, only the area's wealthy families had large book collections, or those living near larger cities like Sturgeon Bay had access to books. Students in rural schools were underperforming in reading and writing. Farmers worked all day at the expense of reading time. Many schoolhouses in Door County only had about 15 books on their shelves. Michaela Kraft is an intern at the Egg Harbor Historical Society. She has been researching the function of the bookmobile and its legacy for Door County today.
So the bookmobile actually was founded out of a need here in Door County, especially for rural readers.
The state funded the bookmobile in Door County and Kewaunee County in the 1950s. It was then up to the residents to decide if they wanted to continue funding it with tax dollars.
And then in 1952, they voted Kewaunee and Door County, and only Door County kept the bookmobile service.
This led to increased literacy scores for children living in the area.
It was actually instrumental in a lot of the older generation now loving reading.
The bookmobile would travel all over the peninsula. It stopped at churches, schoolhouses, and street corners. For many children and adults, it was a chance to learn anything from new languages to farming to home improvement tips.
The school children would look forward to the bookmobile because it would come once a week and they could choose anything.
The bookmobile brought excitement and curiosity to Door County. It opened the world to small communities who otherwise wouldn't know what was going on beyond the peninsula.
I think before the bookmobile, a lot of children especially weren't even aware of print culture or the opportunities that they could discover outside of their county because they were so exceedingly rural, and there were a lot of immigrants who a lot of times wouldn't even speak English outside the home even, so they would only have that experience of the outside world through reading.
In addition to increased literacy scores and eye-opening experiences for isolated residents, it also provided a sense of interconnectedness amongst the scattered communities in Door County, much like the bookmobiles continue to do today.
That story about bookmobiles came from Jane Jensky, a UW-Madison student working on an internship for Wisconsin Life and Wisconsin 101, which tells the history of the state through objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@wpr.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is Wisconsin Weekend on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.